Friday, 27th of December, Wolf Chanukah, Kuf Tes Kislev, Rabbi Moshe Kupokach, Parshat Tzim on Cholemus.
Morning, Rabbi Say. I want to give the Shelil Nishmas to my wife's grandfather Yahrzeit today. I'm sure Heschel Ben Yosef Yehuda. 3 weeks Parshas. Vayeshev, Miket, Vayigash. Seems very mysterious what's happening here. Vayeshev, Yosef has two dreams. One, he sees bundles in the field, they're all bundling tefillah. And they all bow down, his stands up, and all the bundles bow down to his. He repeats it to the brothers, they get upset with him. He has another dream, the sun, the moon, the stars all bow down to him. And once again, they see for it's no Yosef. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, he gets sold. Comes in Eved, from there to prison, from there to Malchus. The brothers come down, Bimeirov, to buy Torah. Yosef accuses them. Why is Yosef doing all this? Why is he accusing them? Furthermore, the Ramban asks, why didn't he write a letter to his father, telling him where he was? His father was sick, worried for him. Even if he couldn't write from prison, but after he became the Mishnah Lemelech, surely he could have written one then. Yosef accuses him of being Meraglim. He forces Binyamin to come down. Even once Binyamin's down, he sends him back, accuses Binyamin of stealing, brings him back in handicapped. And only then is he willing to reveal himself in Parshas Vayigash. All this is very strange and it needs a beer. Let's just take a look at the Psukim inside. Vayakir Yosef as Echov, Perik Membeis Pasuk Ches, he recognizes them, Vahim Likiruhu, they don't recognize him. Vayizkir Yosef as Achalemus. Yosef remembers the dreams Asher Cholam Lem. Vayayim Aleim Miraglim Atem. You're spies. So what's the Pasuk telling us that Yosef remembered the dreams? So the Ramban says, Yosef remembered the dreams, and he realized that none of the dreams have yet happened. That's what the Ramban says. Nothing hasn't happened yet. There haven't been Mekorim yet. And the Ramban says everything Yosef did was to make sure that these dreams on this guy either came down already. Says they bent down. Says the Ramban, how many bent down? 10 brothers. Anachnu ma'alnum anumim, says the Ramban, was 11 brothers. Binyamin wasn't there yet. Yosef felt an achrayus to make sure that the dreams on his sky. Let's be makdim to explain the Ramban a little bit and stand a bit better. The Targum Yonason says in Parshas Vayechi on the pasuk Vateisha Ve'ezin Kashtei says the Targum Yonason, the Unklus, sorry, Targum Unklus, V'sovas Bohoin Nevi'usei Al Dekayim Ereise B'Sisra. The Nevuah which Yosef had dreamt was this guy by Yosef HaTzadik because he was Mekayim the Torah, even Bezeza. Maybe we'll come back to the Targum later. But one thing we can take up from the Targum calls Yosef's dreams a Nevuah. It wasn't just a dream, it was a Nevuah. Says the Ramban, Yosef felt an achrayus to make sure that this Nevuah happens. Says the Ramban, that's why Yosef never told his father Amalech in Mitzrayim. He never sent him a letter. He left his father in terrible Agus Nefesh, 22 years. Yaakov suffered. Because Yosef realized that these chalomos are not going to happen in his land. There, when they're all at home, his brothers aren't going to be coming down bowing to him. When he got sold to Mitzrayim, he realized, and he came out, the boy, he realized, I'm becoming Mishnah Lemelech, and this is when the chalomos will be in the sky. And if the Rebbe Yisrael gave him a nevuah, this is going to happen. Now, he also did everything he could to make sure that's going to happen. Hakol osa yofa be'itoy, says the Rambam, lekayim achalimus, ki yoda shiskayim ube'emes. It's mashman the Rambam, and the Vilna Gaon speaks it through Mefurish Nadez Liyo. That's why the Torah says, v'yizka yosef as achalimus. The Torah is telling us, don't think anything Yosef did now was nekama to his brothers to get them back. It was all for one reason. It was all that the Chalimah should become this guy. But this doesn't explain why did he go and hide the Gevir by Binyamin. Once Binyamin came and bowed down, all 11 brothers are there. When they came down at the end of the pasture, all 11 brothers have come and bowed down. They brought Binyamin back. You've already looked at your hat the first dream. Ma'al min alumin, come on, Mossi, but ishtachaven all yours are bowing down to mine. Once they all came down, the first dream has been the sky. Why was it necessary then to go and hide the Gevir and accuse Binyamin falsely of stealing? Says Rambam, that was for a different reason. Binyamin had to come down to fulfill the first dream, and all the alumim will bow down. He had to come down. Once he's come down, he also felt it's dangerous to send Binyamin back to Mitzrayim, back to Yisrael. Who knows, like they hated him and they sold him, being Rachel's child, maybe the same hatred they have to him, to Binyamin. And maybe now that Binyamin's come down, which he had to come down to become the first alumim, maybe they're going to go in and sell him, or assassinate him like they wanted to do to him. So Yosef had to go and test their ahava. Do they love Binyamin or not? Is this hatred against Beis Rochel still kayim? Or is the hatred over? So Yosef planted the Gevir in Binyamin's bag. He then accused him of being a ganef. You're sitting in prison. Let's see what happens now. If the brothers will fight and plead on his behalf, they'll do everything they can to have him out, that means the hatred's over. Binyamin's safe to go back with him. But if they'll let him, that means it's not over. I can't let Binyamin go down with him. This, says the Ramban, this putting in the Gevir in Binyamin's bag wasn't done to be Mekayim the Cholim. Rather, once the Cholim was Mekayim, Binyamin to come down, Yosef had to ensure Binyamin will safely be able to get back to his father's house. That's why the Medrash says that in the beginning of Parshat Vayigash, the Medrash says that when Yehuda was pleading on behalf of Binyamin, says the Medrash it was pious le Yosef, pious le Echov. Yosef saw that the hatred is over. Ro'o, says the Medrash, hey, chunoysen nafshoi. Hayehud is giving away his nefesh al b'nei Shel Rochel. One thing the Rambam doesn't explain though, which is also very strange in the Pasha, why did Yosef feel it necessary to give back the money the first time they came down? The second time they came down, right? They came down, the first time he came down, Yosef gave them tour, they paid for it, he put the money back in the bag. They came to Yaakov, they opened the bags of money there. The Torah makes a big fuss about it. They all got shocked for Yerum, they all got scared. What was that in need of? The Ramban doesn't explain this point. But the Barbanel does. The Barbanel says, Al derech the Ramban, if putting the Gevir in Binyamin's bag was all there to test their love for Binyamin, to see whether they're going to plead on Binyamin's behalf, there's only one flaw in this test. Maybe they'll be thinking that Binyamin's really a ganef. If he stole, Magiyah lo da'inish. You can't fight for a thief. So Yosef had to make it obvious that Binyamin's not the thief. It had to be clear as day that this is a set-up story. How did he do that? They came down, they bought Tavuah, Binyamin goes and puts the money back in the bag. It's clear as day that Yosef's playing games with him. When later Manasseh runs after Binyamin and he finds the Gevir in Binyamin's bag, it's obvious Yosef's done this again. I mean, he's done it before. He put the money in the first time. Now, if they're not Moshe Nefesh for Binyamin, that means that they hate Mitzrach. Because it's clear as day that Binyamin is innocent. So, putting in the money when they came the first time was there to ensure that the gevira will be a test, and all that was needed to ensure Ben Yomin safe. Returnal to Yaakov after he had to come down to become the first Chol. This is the Mahalach of the Ramban and the Barbanel in the Parsha. So the first Cholam was Niskayim. When they came down the second time together with Binyamin, that was the Ma'al Me'alumin. When they came down in Parsha Zayigash together with Yaakov and they all bowed down to him, that was the second Cholam. And it's without the Cholam, it's a very meduik. The first Cholam, it says, Anachna Ma'al Me'alumin, in Nazvi, etc., they're not bowing down to Yosef. They're bowing down to Yosef's bundle of tefillin. In the second dream, it's Hashemesh ve'yireach ve'echad osu gichovim mishtachavim li. They're bowing down to Yosef. And that answers Pasha. The first time, they weren't really bowing down because they knew it. They didn't know it's Yosef. Yosef was the melech. He was the one amashpe. He was the baal ha-tevuah. They were bowing down to him because he was the one who was controlling the Tefuah Mitzrayim. It's a bowing down to Alumasi. That was the first Cholam. The end of this week, etc. Next week, etc. And they're coming down together with Yaakov. Then they were bowing down to Yosef. They knew who he was. Yishemesh, Yireach, Echad, Osek, Yechovim, Mishtachavim, Li. Rashi, though, is Mevuah, not like the Rambam. On the Pasuk, Yizka Yosef is a chalemus, which the Ramban says Yosef remembered the dreams and realized none of them have happened yet, and he had to go and get Binyamin to come down to Mekayim the first cholam. Rashi says for Yodash and Iskaim, they had to really become a kuyim. What's going on there? If the dreams had already become the kuyim, so why is he bringing Binyamin down? Rashi seems to say the dreams were already the kuyim. If the dreams are the kuyim, why did he bring Binyamin down? Why didn't he reveal himself straight away? The Gaon's Mazbe in Ades Elio, that the first dream didn't all happen in one go. The Ramban learned the whole first dream happened in one go. It all happened at the end of the Parsha when they came down together with Binyamin and they bowed down to him. That's when the first dream happened. The Gaon says in Ades Elio, it happened in two goes. The Gaon's Madaik, the Psukim of Yeshiv, the Gaon's of Yeshiv. The Pasuk says a double lashon, Kom alu masi, v'gam nitzava, v'nitzuven alu moisechim tashtachaveno. There's a Kom alu masi, v'gam nitzava, and there's a tzuveno v'tashtachaveno. And when they told him, they also said two things, Hamolich timloich, and Moshel timshel. Says the Gaon, there were two things which had to happen there. One is, they had to, he was the melech, and they were the Pshutayam, and the second part of the Cholim was, that's the Kom Alu Masi V'gam Nitzava, and the second, the Suben Alu Meisechem, Tishtachven Alu Masi, means they're going to fall under, they're going to fall by him. That means he's going to be imprisoning them. They're all going to be under his Memshala. Not just, he's the king, and they're the Pshutayam. No, they're going to fall under his Memshala. Under his power. Says the Gaon, both happened. We'll see soon why this is so important. They all came down the first time, the beginning of the Pasha. He's the Melech. They're coming to the Mishnah Le-Melech. But that's not all what happened. He put them all in the Mishmo. Raglim at them. They all went to prison. So was this guy in the 10 of them, Sai the Kom Alumasi. He's the Melech. He's the Mishnah Le-Melech. And Sai the Tashtachavenu Alumasi. They fell under his Memshala. Hamolech Timloch, he's the Melech. Emoshel Timshoel, they're under his Memshala, he's imprisoning them. And it also had to happen with Binyamin, but that happened independently. When he called, sent for Binyamin, they went back to pick Binyamin, they came back with Binyamin, Binyamin bowed down now. So Binyamin's down the Kom Alu Masi. Yosef's the Mishnah Melech and Binyamin's down. But he hasn't put Binyamin yet in Mishma. So he put the Givya in. Binyamin comes back in handcuffs. It's been the Kayim, the Memshalom, Binyamin too. This is not like the Ramban. The Ramban's learning the Gevira was all there to test their Ava. The Gaon's learning this was all part of the dream. The dream had to happen two parts. He had to be the Melech, and he had to be the Moshel. The Melech means he's the Melech, and the Moshe means he can imprison them. And it happened independently. Rashi says Yodash found this guy, it doesn't mean all of it happened. It's Yodash and this guy, it's in the process. It's happened by 10 of them, and now it has to happen by Binyamin. The fact that they're coming to him to buy the Torah, they need him, they're bowing down to him. That's the Melucha, but that's not Memshala. The Memshala is when he imprisons them by Kochim. The bowing down, that's the Melucha. Bow down to Melech. The Memshala is when he imprisons them. All 11 bow down and were imprisoned. 10 at the beginning of the Pasha, and Binyamin at the end of the Pasha. So the Gevira wasn't there just to test his love. It was there as part of the Kima Chalims. But we still, one thing is still not clear. Say if we go like the Ramban, and say if we go like the Gaon, however we go, Yosef was doing everything, Lashem Shemayim, he was doing it to be Mekayim as Chalimus. And the Chalimus were both in the sky, the first Cholim and the second Cholim. One thing we still don't understand is, why was it so important for these Chalimus to happen? Why was it so important, the divine plan, the Rebbein Shlom's plan, that all 11 have to fall down, Melucha, Memshala. Yaakov suffered terrible agmas nefesh for this. Binyamin. What was the divine plan behind all this? Why was it necessary? So let's be maktim. Let's be maktim. A medrash in Vayeshev about the role that Yosef plays. We know, Ein Kari La'ovis HaLashloisha, the Gemara says in Brachas, Tezovim and Beis, the Ovis were only Shloisha, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. None of the Shvatim played the role of the Ovis. But Yosef, the Medrash says, did have some resemblance to the Ovis. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, the Medrash by Riches speak through that everything which happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. The Medrash says, Rashi brings this down, Kivin Shiro, Yaakov Avinu, Esav Alufov, Nisyore, Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ela Atam Nisyore, Geit Echot Mishalcha, Ve'geit Echot Mishal Bincha, one spark from you, one spark from your son, and you're going to burn all the Seidim of Klal Yisrael. There's a spark from Yaakov and Yosef which together ensures the community of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov is compared to the fire, and Yosef is compared to the Lahava which comes out of the fire. Why is Yaakov compared to the fire, and Yosef is the Lahava which comes out of the fire? All the Shvatim, all of Klal Yisrael, all in the Zchus of Yosef. Yosef has some Zchus, in some ways like one of the others, that the whole continuity of Klal Yisrael is B'Zchusay. Ha'hoi d'chsiv ha'yikas yol d'roch l'is Yosef, kim shalol d'sov t'sotnoi shalos r'ocha, v'yoy miyak v'lov r'sholcheni. Michat machal kilom, Yosef, Hayom Nikra al Bishus Shel Yosef. The Medrash says in Vayishlach, Lamadnu Shel Nikru Yisrael al Shem Rochel. Klal Yisrael is called al Shem Rochel. Rochel Mevaka al Boneo. Gelf Klal Yisrael is called Holders of Rochel. So Yosef seems to be some sort of intermediary between the Ovis and the Shvatim. He's not one of the Ovis, in Kerin Ovis al Shlesha, but he's not just a Shevet. Yosef is one of the Gormim. In his Chus comes Klal Yisrael's existence. So the Moridik Mahalach from Yitzchak Kuttner, he says this in many places. He's Mazbe, the Chilik between the Eish and the Lahava. Eish, which Yaakov is compared to, is Zer Bim Koimi. The Eish burns. Lahava is what comes out. Lahava comes out of the Eish, it can put other things on fire. The Eish is only Bim Koimi. Lahava sends it further. Let's understand the binyan of the Ovis. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. A certain binyan here. Avraham, we know, was not born a Yid. Avraham was born a Goy, born to Terach. Avraham was a Ge. Ramban says in Sof Pashas Emoy, Avraham Avinu Babrismila, that's when he became a 99 years old, that's when he became a Yid. That's when he became a Shem Yisrael. All the dinim which happened by Yid, Lamoshel, it goes after the mother and after the father. Ramban says all these dinim started when Avraham was 99 years old by Brismila. Avraham was the first Geir. Gemara says in Chagigat of Gimel, Ma'idif Siv, Ma'yofu, Pamayach, Pan'olim, Basnodif. Kamen Nor in Aglein Shal Yisrael, B'shosh Oil Rogel Basnodif, Bittish L'Avraham Avinu Shenikr Nodif, Shehoyot Chila L'Geirim. He was the first Geir. Avraham Avinu was the first Geir. He was the Av of Geirim. The Rambam Paskins, again, maybe Bikari Bikurim. How can you say Lav Yisrael? It's a man Doman Yishalmi. Avraham is Av HaMoin Goyim. He's the Av of all the Geirim. Hagei Mevi V'Koyra Shnema L'Avraham Av HaMoin Goyim Saticha Av L'Chol Ha'Olim Kulish Nichnos Ntachas Tam Vashkina. Avraham Avinu was the Av of Geirim. He was the first Geir. He's the Av of all Geirim. Yitzchok. What was Yitzchok? Ashe Kiddush V'Zei B'Borcha V'Smini Yidid Mi Beten. Says the Avudram, it's going on Yitzchok. Yidid Mi Beten. Yitzchok was a Skadish Mi Beten. Yitzchok came in existence after Avraham was a Yid. After Avraham Avinu had Bris Mila. And it was Dafka. Because Yitzchak was the first born Yid. Yitzchak was discouraged me betten. He was a geboren Yid. Yaakov. Yaakov was the next stage. Yitzchak had two children, Yaakov and Esav. Esav is out the Bris. Who's Arachav like calls Arachav? Yitzchak didn't give over to all his children his bris. Esav wasn't part of the bris. Yaakov, Chazal always say, Yaakov, kol bon of Ksheira, Yaakov, Nosh Medjish, Sopash, Bukhakoisai, Mitosai Shlema, all of his children followed his derech. No such thing. Anybody after Yaakov blibes the Kedushas Yisrael. However low he is, he blibes Eid. Yaakov Avinu went through the fight with the Malach. Chazal say that fight with the Malach of Esav was, he was trying to be Nogar Doirish Al Shmad. He was trying to chepa, be Menatik, Menatik Doirish Al Gali So, Doirish Al Shmad. But what happened? Yaakov came away limping, but no Eva fell off. Yes, unfortunately over the history of Gali So, there were Mumrim, people which went off the Derech, but they blibed the Yid. No Eva of Yaakov came off. It was just a limp. It's a limp. This is the message. He's limping, but it's all intact. And even that was only temporary. Ad Kizrach HaShemesh. When Mashiach will come, there'll be a taken Solomon Gantz, the Gantz to come of Yisrael. Yaakov in Shod, Kot Mitosei Shlema. To quote Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner's words, he says, Avraham was the Eshter Gevorener. Yitzchak was the Eshter Geborener. And Yaakov, he says, was the Eshter Fafalner. It's intact. Nothing can happen anymore. B'tosei Shlema. However low a Yid falls, he blives the Yid. Yaakov did that, not Yitzchak. Yitzchak still had Esav. And that's the Gidon Osher. Yaakov, even though his name was changed to Yisrael, but he always blibed. Ahadrei Kro, we still call him Yaakov. Because go for the Maila of Yaakov, that everything is still there. Go for his Machayev, that even after he's on the Madrega of Yisrael, but he has to retain his name Yaakov. Because go for his Madrega, that even those which will fall away will remain part of Klal Yisrael. But there's still one loophole. There's still one loophole in this. What happens if a Yid goes and marries a Goyish lady? There's a loophole. A Yid goes and marries a Goyish lady, it's over. Klal Yisrael will end. So there's a loophole to what Yaakov tells the Vek. It can be all over. By marrying a Goy. Came along Yosef with his Kedusha. Yosef was the one which was Oymed with this Nisoyim. Chazal HaMaflik, the Medjush, Eishes Potifar, Kadabra Elov Yoim Yoim, every day, for a whole year, different clothes in the morning, different clothes in the afternoon. He said that everything he could to entice him. But nothing could move him. He was Oymed v'madrigosei v'shlema. That Kiddush of Yosef ensured that Klal Yisrael will remain Nemo. And this loophole of being able to marry a Goyish lady and come out of Klal Yisrael will never happen. Yaakov is the Eish, Tzafalim, Yisrael is there. But Yosef is the Lahovah, ensures he goes weiter. Because without Yosef, without the Kiddush that Yosef tells the Vekin Klal Yisrael, by being Oymed in this Yisrael of Eishes Potifar, it could all be over. You marry a Goy and the whole Klal Yisrael is over. So Yosef is the Lahovah to the Eish of Yaakov. The Pasuk says of Pashas Vayichi, Elikim chashov aletoiv elemar asoy kayoim hazeh elach yeish amrav. Says the Be'er Moshe, what's kayoim hazeh? Yosef will say, Elikim osor aletoiva. Chashov aletoiv kayoim hazeh. That nisoyin of Vayhi vayoim hazeh was the Eish of Potifar. And Yosef was Oymed, that ensured Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim would be Oymed Majigosan. And the Dvorim is a Mefurish and Medrash. In Pashas Emor, the Medrash says, Gan no'ol achoysi kalor, gan no'ol mayin chosom. Zot the Medrash, Al yidei shegodlu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim in the air, and negal b'Mitzrayim, was only because the nishma in the air with the negal b'Mitzrayim. Zot the Medrash, Sora yod l'Mitzrayim, the godra atzom in the air. B'zchusa, the women came out. Yosef yod l'Mitzrayim, the godra atzom in the air. Sora in Parshas Lech Lecha, and Yosef in Parshas Vayeshev, and godra atzom in the air. B'zchus them, Klal Yisrael, when nigda Mitzrayim, from Tumis Mitzrayim, they didn't fall. They didn't fall into any intermarriage. Says the Divrei Emes. Divrei Emes is a very chosva achren. There's Behuda and Chua and Kama, Ibn Ezra, Ayin Zayin, writes to him. Shvochim, he doesn't write to anybody else in his day. And the Divrei Emes in Joshua Dalet says that's the idea behind all these dreams. Let's come back to our question. What was the idea behind it all? Who needed it all? Who needed these three parshas? He tells the Vek, Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Ramban says, the Yesod and Vaisa of a similar bottom is, any nevuah which the Rebbeinu Shlom gives to a Novi about anything good in Klal Yisrael can be changed by Averis. Doesn't need to happen. Klal Yisrael do Averis, they lose it. But if there's a Maisa, and that was done with a Maisa, a Pa'ula, it happened with some sort of Pa'ula, the nevuah with a Pa'ula, that's ensured that the Chet can never be going. Lamoshel, Avraham Avinu, Kum Lech, he walked up and down the land of Eretz Yisrael. That ensured that no chet could ever be going to Klal Yisrael Shum Niyash and Eretz Yisrael. Because the Nevuah had a Maisa. He explored Eretz Yisrael. He did a chazak on it. Sora, the Ramban goes weiter, says, was Oymed when he saw him with Paris. She didn't marry him. She was going to Klal Yisrael weiter. And what happened? Everything which happened to Sora happened. The Makkas which happened to Paris happened to Klal Yisrael, happened to Paris later. Like Sora came out, Avraham came out rich. Klal Yisrael came out rich from its time. That was goydirit. But the Medrash says that Sora was going to the Noshim. Who was going to the Anoshim? That was Yosef. Yosef with his Nisoyim, he was goyder. That Klal Yisrael will remain on them at Dragon Mitzrayim. But the Divrei Emes says Yosef is only out for his Shevet. How did it work for everybody else? So all 12 Shvatim had to go down to Mitzrayim, fall, be imprisoned in Mitzrayim, and come out. And that could ensure that Klal Yisrael, even if they'll be imprisoned in Mitzrayim, Vavodu v'noisam, whatever happened to their Zedas will happen to them, they'll also come out. So it happened to all 12, says the Divrei Emes. Yosef, v'yasi moisav aboim, he was imprisoned in Mitzrayim, and he came out. The other 10, Yosef put them all in the Mishmah. They were all in Mitzrayim, under Memsheles Yot, Memsheles Mitzrayim, and they came out. And then the end of the parsha, Binyamin. He put the gevir by Binyamin. Binyamin's been handicapped by Mitzrayim. And he came out. All 12 Shvatim were imprisoned in Mitzrayim and were nigel. So now there's been a pa'ula to the Bris Ben Avsarim, v'avodim v'inu oisam, v'ach kachin yetu, b'rishrush gadol. After they were able to go out. So all the divine plan, the ganz tashkoch ha'protis, for the Chaloimus, was all there, and this fits in beautifully with the Gaon. In Moshe Timshon, there had to be a Memshala. All of them had to be under a Memshala. And then, there's been a Pa'ula. Now, It's guaranteed. This is the Kedusha of Yosef. All this was Yosef, which was orchestrating this. Yosef's Kedusha was the Lehova, to continue the continuity of Klal Yisrael. It shouldn't remain by Yaakov. It should go over to all the days. Farshim say the Golos Mitzrayim is the Shoresh of all the Golos. And like we came up from Golos Mitzrayim, that's the Shoresh from all of them. It's in the Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. Whatever happens to us, Abba, the Gola is guaranteed. This is the Chalomus, this did it in Mitzrayim, and once it happened in Mitzrayim, it's guaranteed that there is.
Gaya
says that he to make sure that the testament is
clear.
To make sure the testament is clear.